Welcome back in. Barrett Auto Center High School football preview show. Derek Martin with you here tonight until midnight. Of course, the Connection Show is right around the corner. Scoreboard Show right after that. And with you till midnight. Stay with us here throughout the evening. AM 960, FM 99.1, streaming KMAland.com. We've got, 22-plus games out there tonight that we're keeping track of. That includes several in KMAland, Missouri, and Nebraska. We'll start in KMAland, Missouri, where East Atchison is on the road at Nottoway Valley tonight. Nottoway Valley, of course, undefeated, led by Braxton McGinnis, who talked with KMA Sports as the latest Jim Hughes Real Estate KMAland Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, we know we got some big games coming up later in the year, and so we just got to keep working every day at practice to get better.
All right, on the other side, East Atchison coming off of a nice win. They're now 2-2 on the season, bouncing back from their loss to Rockport and a little two-game losing streak. Dustin Piper, head coach for East Atchison, was proud of that fact.
I feel like we kind of got back to what we need to do and what we do. We knew, last week, we'll give Rockport their flowers. They're good. They're physical, big, fast, strong. I didn't feel like that was us. Rockport took care of us pretty well, but I knew that wasn't us, and we just really focused this week on trying to get back to doing what we do, which is, getting downhill, and you and I have talked about it all year, talked about it in the summer. Get downhill, be physical, and we were able to do that Friday.
We also talk with Coach Piper about Nottoway Valley, what he will see tonight.
They're going to be tough. We know that. They're again, 275 conference. They're physical. Got a lot of kids. They'll be able to keep some fresh bodies in and out. Coached. We know that. They're kind of like everybody else, 275. So that's the nice thing. We kind of prepare the same every week. There's no drop-off. There was no drop-off from going from Rockport to South Holt. We knew we had to be prepared. We couldn't, South Holt lost a few ball games. It didn't matter. South Holt's super well coached. So tough. So physical. It's going to be the same thing with this week. Nottoway Valley's going to be well coached. They're going to be ready to get downhill. They're a good ball team. They haven't lost a ball game. They're scoring a million points a week and not giving up many. So, we'll be ready.
East Atchison, Nottoway Valley, looking forward to reports from that game tonight as well. Casey Martin is, I think, probably visiting the grandchild. He is in Columbia, Missouri. So we'll have Matt Schleter providing reports tonight from the East Atchison Nottoway Valley matchup. Also in Missouri, Rockport at Stuartsville Osborne. Platte Valley is at Mound City, and this is a featured matchup tonight with Seth Morey on hand providing reports. We also talk with Taylor Standiford, head coach for Mound City. His team's 3-1, taking on a 2-2 Platte Valley group.
They're going to be a team similar to us. They want to establish the run first. We got to do a good job of taking away their run game, taking away that power, those powers right up the middle. Our linebacker, filling D-line, good job getting off blocks, kind of resetting that line of scrimmage. They're a pretty good sized team, so we got to do a really good job in our fundamentals. But it's going to come down to possessions and who takes care of the balls and eliminates penalties.
Elsewhere in Missouri tonight, South Holt is at DeKalb, Cameron at Maryville, Benton's at Savannah with Matt Bew providing reports there, Worth County at Albany, Princeton at King City, and North Andrew at St. Joe Christian. Could be one of the sneaky matchups. Then Pattonsburg is at Stanbury. In Nebraska, pretty much, yeah, everybody is playing district football now. All the classes, Class B, District 2, is one of those. Gretna East at Plattsmouth, and Trevor had a chance to talk with Plattsmouth head coach Curtis Larson about his team and taking a look at Gretna East.
They got a lot of athletes, and they're going to be able to kind of two platoon you with some of the athletes that they have. They have a lot on their roster, and those types of games are going to be hard for us because, we field 45 kids, 9 through 12, and everybody, suits up. So just being able to bear that and making sure that, we take a part of opportunities that are given to us, and maybe not get so stuck in our old ways and think outside the box sometimes, because they're going to be coming after us and they're fast, and we're going to have to be able to respond.
Also in Class B District 2 tonight, Platteview at Ralston and Bennington and Gretna getting together. That's actually a non-district game. And then C1 District 1, Auburn at Wilbur Claytonia. We've got Fairbury at Syracuse with Kurt Mannion providing reports from that one as Syracuse tries to move to 5-0. And Nebraska City's at Falls City. Nebraska City coming off of a win. Matt Thompson will provide reports from Falls City this evening. And the head coach, Dave Purdom, talked with KMA about Falls City.
Scouted Falls City just a little bit over the last couple of weeks. I think we sized up pretty well to them. Of course, they've got a couple of big guys, a new transfer tackle that they got in. I think a superintendent's son, kind of a big kid. Overall, I think we match up pretty well to them size wise. We're looking to, try to exploit some of their weaknesses or what we feel like we can attack. And as well as, just play the game that we're scheduled to play. I feel like, when we think about offense and what we can do well, one of the things we've kind of had to hang our hat on because we're just undersized at some points is throwing the football. And so we'd really like to get our running game going this week against Falls City and see what we can do to keep that clock in our favor and make sure we can keep those chains.
Nebraska City looking for the win. I said coming off a win, looking for the win tonight there at Falls City. And Matt Thompson telling us all about it. C1 District 2, Ashland Greenwood at Lewisville, Brownell Talbots at Omaha Roncalli Catholic, Gross Catholic at Boys Town, C2 District 1, Conestoga at Malcolm and Raymond Central at Lincoln Lutheran, D1 District 1, Johnson County Central goes to Freeman, while Lord Central Catholics at Omaha Christian Academy, and then D2 District 1, Weeping Water head coach Chris Smith talking with KMA Sports. His team was a winner in maybe the wildest game of the entire week four, 72-64 in overtime over Falls City Sacred Heart. So I had to talk with him, and I talked with him about this week as well with Cedar Bluff.
They're a big physical team. They like to run the football. They've got two real good offensive linemen. They got a good quarterback, a really good fullback, good little running back who, he's not a very big kid, but boy, he runs hard. The coach there has done a really good job getting that program back going again. You have to cancel a season. That's really hard. And that was only 2 years ago for him. So he's done a real great job with them. They're physical. They play hard. They're well coached. We're going to have to be ready. And, they're going to see that we had issues with the option, and they like to run the option, so we'll definitely have to be prepared for that.
Once again, Cedar Bluffs at Weeping Water tonight, and then also in D2 District 1, Falls City Sacred Heart at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, and then there's Nebraska non-district in six-player action. Sterling is at Silver Lake, and that is it, and that is all. I have touched on all the games that I can touch on. I've ran through every single game being played tonight among a KMA Land school, and we're looking forward to telling you all about it throughout the Connection Show and the Scoreboard Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is the Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show.